and welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
What's happening?
I am one of your hosts. My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, and tell them who you are, baby.
I'm Marcus Tanksley.
He is my husband of almost 12 years. We have a YouTube channel called That Chick Angel TV where you can view this podcast as well as other content. This podcast is everywhere. It's on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. So please make sure you are rating this podcast. It makes us more discoverable. You can also subscribe to the YouTube page so that you can see the visual of this whole entire circus that we call a podcast.
And if you find it somewhere different, let us know, because apparently we're a whole bunch of places that we're unaware of.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Tell them what the podcast is about for those who are new listeners.
A lot of it's a relationship. I don't know what you call it. Relationship.
You got some family stuff.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the whole for relationship stuff. But yeah, you got family. You have the personal relationship between friends, being married, or when it was single.
Mm-hmm.
We hit on social topics as far as like political stuff.
Yeah.
Tension. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. You get a nice little stew of conversation here between me and Marcus. It's called Is This Going to Cause an Argument? Because we are a couple. Excuse me. I just burped. My apologies into the mic. We are a couple that aren't afraid to get into a heated discussion with each other, and that's
or anybody else.
And while other people do not like conflict, it's not that we like conflict. We're not afraid to hit it head on. And we have definitely had arguments in front of the podcast, in front of our friends, and we don't mind it. It has not bothered us.
One of those veteran couples is like, this is gonna happen, we don't care who's watching.
So we start these podcasts not knowing if it's going to cause an argument, if we're going to have an argument before the podcast, because that has happened. It actually happened before this one. But we don't mind sharing our point of views with you all, and hopefully you all will weigh in and let us know whose side are you on, or if you think we're just both crazy. All right. This is our, let me try that again. This is a segment that we do called What's Grinding Your Gears, where we will give you all an opportunity to hear what is really just irritating us or pissing us off this week. Tell them what's grinding your gears right now.
Something that's grinding my gears. Well, it came up most recently with the whole R. Kelly thing.
That's mine too.
However, just in general with what grabs people's attention, mainly black people, or things affecting black people, because it's like you can throw anything in front of our face and that's what we hold our attention to. Like early last year, you had all these black women coming up missing in other country, in this country too, actually. Black people coming missing, people getting shot. And as soon as you throw the new thing in front of somebody's face, that's what we tend to draw our attention to. Like nobody remembers what the last sheet of paper was that's being covered by the new topic.
I wouldn't say that's just black people. I think that's people in general. That's why they say the news cycle is so fast.
But we're more affected by it, it seems like. Like, especially the things involving us. It's a lot more involving us in this country that is that triggers so many different emotions and different circumstances than it does for a lot of other people, except for maybe the Latinos right now.
In America, if we're looking at it
America,
from an American standpoint, or United States.
Yeah, United States standpoint. But things just seem to just, people are just so, their memories don't last very long, it seems. Just in society as a general, not even black folk.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think in society in general, we're very much so, we're like goldfish. Or is it goldfish that have very short memories? We're like
everything
Dory
does.
From Finding Nemo. We're very easily distracted. Me more specifically, what's grinding my gears is this whole R. Kelly. For those of y'all who don't know, there was a documentary released on Lifetime called Surviving R. Kelly. R. Kelly was like one of the biggest known R&B singers through the late 80s, through the 90s, and the early 2000s. And it had always been rumored for a very long time that he was having sexual relations with underage girls. And I'm talking about underage, like 14, 15 years old. Even to the point that he had married a singer that is deceased now, Aaliyah, when she was at the age of 15. He actually went to trial for a video that had been leaked of him urinating on a young lady. He was acquitted of all charges because members of her family said that it wasn't her in the video. So this 3-part documentary that was a total, I think, of 6 hours.
Yeah, I paid no attention. I didn't even know. You're telling me everything right now.
And like, I haven't watched the documentary because I have been disgusted with R. Kelly for a very long time. I was never a big R. Kelly fan, even before these things started to come up about, you know, his activities with young lady, his perversion. But what irritates me is people wanting so bad to defend this man's behavior or to keep bringing up his music as if that it has any holding on the type of disgusting character that he is. And a lot of people are like, he's guilty until proven innocent. Innocent until proven guilty. How much more evidence do you need? Like, it is known in this industry. This is not like a thing of like, oh, I never heard that. Like, for a lot of people, even the only people in the close industry knew about Bill Cosby, and then it leaked out to the world at large. No, this was a worldwide
everybody knew
knowledge that R. Kelly liked young girls. So just to see people willing to not want to hold this man to any type of standard just because he made some songs that were number one on the R&B charts, it's just disgusting. And believe you me, I believe that people always have a right to forgiveness and rehabilitation, but he doesn't want none of that. He believes he's above the law. Like, that's why he keeps doing this. That's why he has people who have been silent for so long, because they're paid to be silent. So it just, you know, that's a really, it's a hot topic for me. And I purposefully didn't watch the documentary. I might one day, but I already thought the man was a pervert, and I don't like his music. So
As soon as it came up, I started ignoring everything, because I'm like, there's a whole lot more important issues going on for this to draw my attention about an R&B singer and who survived him or him surviving him, whatever it's about.
I mean, I understand the importance, because people like to walk around like a bird box. People like to walk around pretending things are great, or being blind, whichever way you want to use the analogy. And it needs to be drawn a light, because we allow people who have some sort of clout get away with things. That's what I mean. Look at our president. There are people who support him that are just ignoring everything that is in his character that does not make him an acceptable leader. And it's not to mean that everyone's perfect, or that only a perfect person can be a leader, or only a perfect person can be an R&B singer. But we still have to hold people accountable so that they can rehabilitate and become better people.
What they do that you like shouldn't overshadow extremely wrongdoing.
Right? Like, it bothers me. And people kept bringing up, well, when are we going to do a surviving Harvey Weinstein? Look here.
Like, Harvey Weinstein, is he already serving time?
I don't think so. They just took all of his stuff. But it's like, one doesn't negate the other. We talking about R. Kelly right now. Hopefully we'll get to Harvey. He was definitely in the news getting dragged. But right now we're talking about R. Kelly.
In the courtroom, like, oh, you know, we're going to, you know, prosecute Bill Cosby. It's like, oh, well, what about season 3 of The Cosby Show? Like, who cares? Like,
It just bothers me.
Yeah.
It bothers me. It just, it's so irritating. But anyways, that's what's grinding my gears. But what's got you in a good mood, though? What's got you in a good place in 2019? We hear it's January. It's only right now, I'm recording this, is January 6th. What has got you feeling good, boo?
Just leaving 2018 the hell behind.
It was a roller coaster. Like
two middle fingers to 2018 as I look out the rearview mirror, but continue to look forward through the windshield.
It's sometimes hard because it's not as if 2018 didn't have some blessings.
Yeah, it had many blessings.
But there was an overshadow of bad things that happened. Yeah. Well, unfortunate. I don't know how you want to call it, because I understand that, you know, we're Christians. We believe that there's a higher power that is looking out for us. So, but still, sometimes when stuff happens in life, you just like, it's crap. Yeah. It just is. And yeah, 2018 did take some craps on my head.
All of them do, though. 15, 16, 17, they all did.
Yeah, they take some craps, and it's just all about pushing through.
Yeah, but I try not to be a pessimist, but like every year, like every January, and not right after New Year's, people are like, let's start the year off. Oh, yeah, this is going to be the year it happens. And I, a lot of times I'm like, let's just see how it plays out. That's why I just prepare myself for anything. I'm just like, let's hope for the best. But However, I'm not taking his guard down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess what's got me happy right now? I don't know. I'm hopeful. See, I'm the exact opposite. I am actually hopeful. There's some projects.
I'm definitely hopeful. It's like I'm excited about stuff that we both have going on, that I have going on, and you independently, but together, and like career-wise, financially, since 2018 was a blessing, but it's going to be overshadowed by 2019. Like, that's how I'm thinking. But at the same time, I ain't like looking to, like, 2019 is going to be just riding a rainbow all the way through. Like, nah.
I mean, I want it to be. Listen, God, if you want to give me a rainbow without the rain, I'll take it. I will take it. I've had enough rain. Hold it to yourself if it's going to come back and slap us in the face later.
Nah, that ain't. I was just, what I was about to say might be offensive. Oh, but it's true. That's what I want my year to be like. I do.
All right, let's
I'll tell you when we're done. Okay. Because you'd be like, yeah, I want my year to be like it too.
Let's jump into the topic of the day. Since it is our first podcast of the new year, let's be transparent with our audience about some goals that we have for 2019. And let's actually, because we unfortunately never got to do a really good like ending of 2018 podcast recap.
We almost attempted.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been
good. We attempted. We almost attempted. Like,
and it wouldn't have been good. We didn't have our equipment with us.
It snuck up on us like the end of the year.
It didn't sneak up. We just didn't do it. I don't feel like, no, that's why we're a lot more prepared. I have actually written down all the topics.
Yeah, we went over the topics.
For 2019.
Schedule, everything.
So we won't have that happen again unless, you know, life throws us a curveball, which it does. But hopefully, if you're prepared, those curveballs don't knock you off your game too bad.
Good and bad.
And bad.
It's like,
absolutely.
Oh, guess what? We can't film it this week because.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, hopefully we'll be able to get on a really solid locked together schedule where that won't, those curveballs, good or bad, won't have us inconsistent. So you want to start or you want me to start on some goals?
You go ahead.
Goal wise, I am trying to really streamline my channel and have it infused with more of my creativity. We did a podcast at the end of, not a podcast, a vlog at the end of the year. Again, check out my channel, That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, where we told the family, that's what we call our viewers, that we're not going to do traditional vlogs. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that I just don't get joy out of just picking up the camera and just talking. I want there to be some creativity. I love being funny. I love being inspirational. And I really don't want to waste people's time unless I'm doing one of those. So really streamlining the channel and getting it to a place where it's growing again.
Right.
Where it's financially helping the family. Because it would be nice. This would be my, like, honest to God goal. If my social media career handled all of my responsibilities when it came to bills, and then my acting career was like surplus, where it's like money that we're using to get out of debt, it's money that we're using to buy a new house, that's what I really want. But I know that my acting career kind of sort of is not completely up to me. It's up to a lot of other people saying yes to me multiple times over and over again in order for that money to flow in. So social media wise, I have more control. I control the content. I control when I upload.
Yeah.
All of that. So I want to just.
And we think it'll be a lot more entertaining for.
That's what we're hoping.
The family. Like, yeah. What we discussed and have in mind is like, I would sit and watch it. Like right now, like that's something I don't do, is sit and watch people vlogging on YouTube. Like.
Yeah, he doesn't enjoy it.
Yeah. At all. So I want to be able to create something and help her create something that I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna watch this. Even if I'm in it, like, I know what happened, but I'm going to watch it anyway. It's that amusing. It's that entertaining.
Yeah. And I think it'll still appeal to the people who already follow us. And I think it'll also help with getting other people.
Yeah, because we're trying to keep y'all and bring some more, grow the family.
Yes. I mean, another big goal, and then I'll let my husband give a goal, is that I'm trying to have a baby girl in 2019. That's what I'm trying to have. Y'all know I've been saying this since 2017. I want a baby. Don't breathe all hard into my mics, okay? Because I don't need your funk breath in it. I'm trying to have a baby. Girl.
It's oxygen. That's what we need to live.
And nobody likes the name. I'm not going to tell you all the names until this all comes to fruition. I'm not going to tell you all what my names for a baby girl are. But I truly want my fourth child in 2019. So that's something else
I just feel like people purposely say that.
What?
I truly want my fourth child. That's equivalent. You know what? Let's go for number seven, babe.
There are people who say that too. I'm not saying that. I'm saying fourth and final. Would I probably have wanted to go for the fourth if we would have had a little girl? I can't absolutely say no. I can't.
That's insane.
It's not insane. We make beautiful babies.
We do. And loud.
They are loud. Crazy. Full of life.
Yeah. They full of a bunch of stuff.
Yes. One is full of lies. The other one's full of tears. And the other one is full
The tears, that's actually like an upgrade because it was anger.
Yeah, it was.
Like that boy was like hysterically angry.
For those of y'all who watch the podcast, comment and tell us who you think that child is. Of the one that was full of anger.
Oh my God. Like the level of anger on him was just entertaining in itself.
Yes. So baby, tell them some of your goals. I still have more, but I want you to go ahead and jump in.
I'll just name a couple. Entrepreneurship. I'm kicking that off like hard balls to the wall. I don't know if I can say that on here, but I just
you
did.
Can. Balls
all
to the wall.
Right. Yeah. Like all the way in mm-hmm. entrepreneurship. Like I left all my procrastination in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And actually I did that. I started doing that like long before the end of 2018. I'd already began, but now I'm at the process of now I can hit the ground running in 2019 because of all the legwork I put in last year.
Yeah.
But that, career mm-hmm. advancement, fingers crossed, you know, prayers and everything. All that's already in the works, but we'll see.
Yes,
ain't no, but we'll see. I already know.
Send up prayers. It's about to be dope.
Yeah, that's about to be dope. That's the main two things. Health. I'm still on a health kick. I want to start putting my weight back on a little bit.
What?
I just feel like I ain't got too small. I like my cardio game is up, but I need to start hitting. I ain't saying like just eating and stuff. I'm saying like muscle mass. Like I want to start lifting a little heavy again. Because right now I've just been focused on cardio and keeping the heart rate up. Mm-hmm. But now it's time to add some iron back to the bar.
I definitely feel like you are in really good shape now. He is trim. He's not the thinnest I have known this man to be, but he is very trim. It looks good
on everybody that knows me in California. They like, you skinny.
Oh, when he goes to Kentucky, they say the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because for a while, I was up flirting with 250 for years.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm down to like 215.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a small, that's minor though. But yeah, and that and I don't know. We'll see. Maybe the resonance. I might have to. I don't know. I don't know if I want to try to move up out of his house or not.
This year, you mean? Yeah, it's.
I see it happening, but I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like
those are the two main things for me. Sorry, go ahead.
No. It's cool. I'm cool in all of in God's timing. You know, if he's like, you know, puts the finances in place so that we're not making a stupid decision.
Yeah, on this health kick. So y'all been drinking a whole lot of water. Doing that for a while now, for a month, like what, 6 months?
Yeah, I feel like longer than that.
Yeah, actually longer than that. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all I drink now is water, and it's I've been doing research. This thing called Japanese water therapy. You drink like a lot of water first thing in the morning, but so that's one thing I'm doing a lot too, and I really, really have to go to the bathroom.
Are you serious? We're about to
like,
take a break.
Like as soon as he's we started, I was like
moving his legs like a toddler.
Yeah, I held it out, but y'all, it's trickling.
All right, we'll be right back, family.
Yeah, hold on, y'all.
Okay, so those were the two that you wanted to mention right off top?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like another goal that I have is get purging. I'm still there with this whole get rid of crap. I have friends. We have friends. Tor and BJ, they're godparents of our children. And they have a beautiful home, beautifully decorated. And it seems like they just have the bare essentials.
Yeah, they're a lot like me. They're minimalist. Like they like just decor and nothing else. And we talked about this before where Angel, she likes to hold on to a lot of stuff. And we think part of it is due to her upbringing.
What do you mean by that?
Because you all moved around so much. So you like to keep all the memorabilia of things.
True. Mm-hmm.
To where, you know, coming up, I only lived in two houses. the house I grew up in. And then when I was 12, my parents got a house built, we moved there. So I'm like, yeah, get rid of stuff. Cause I'm like, if I didn't touch it last year, it can go in the trash. Unless it's something like extremely important, but for the most part, even clothes, I'm like, I know stuff comes back. I'm like, well, I'll just buy it again.
For me, it's mostly the clothes that I want to get rid of. Everything else I'll figure out. It's the clothes, because it's not like my clothes be dope. But I'll be like, why?
But you got stuff that I feel you can get rid of that you would never get rid of.
Yeah. You can't worry about that.
Taking up my garage. I'm going to worry about it.
I have things that I would like to get rid of, and I've got to figure out a way. So purging is a huge, like, I don't know why it's so hard for me, but it is. It is.
She won't let me do it.
Because you're rude. That's all there is to it.
You just tell me the maybe stuff that absolutely no, I won't get rid of, the maybe I will, and the stuff you have to keep. And I'll work with you on those three categories.
Let me tell you, I'm trying to get you to understand that you don't do it in a nice way. And then it makes me not want to work.
Let me have
a
couple drinks and it will be nice.
Okay.
Because some of the stuff is ridiculous. It's like, shouldn't even be a topic. It's like, why can't you let this go?
See, the fact that you even have that viewpoint, it's not going to work. You can't go into it thinking, well, you're just being ridiculous.
So I have an idea about that.
What?
You pull all the stuff out. Like I said, make those three categories. And then I make a separate row of where I think those categories, those same objects should be. And then you can say yay or nay. And then we go from there.
I don't know about that, guys. I don't know.
See, I'm trying, y'all.
You are trying, and I want us to be happy. You are trying.
You don't. You want to be happy. You don't want me to be happy. You don't care about my happiness.
I do.
Not on that topic.
I care about you a lot.
No, I said my happiness on that topic.
I do care. I do. Yeah.
So
I
for do. If we do have anybody tuning in, it's like I used to be a neat freak. I kind of had to let a lot of that go. I had to let a lot of that go. Now I have to. I still am kind of, but I am a minimalist when it comes to the core and stuff like I like bare surfaces. I like clean, empty, not empty look, but I like things to look nice. However, I do want it clean and neat. I don't like clutter. It like sends me into. It gives me anxiety.
Me too.
She is lying, people. I'm not, she keeps saying that.
It gives me anxiety, but I get even more anxiety at the thought of having to tackle it.
So let me help
you. No, anxiety. You're not understanding. I need somebody who will work with me through my anxiety. No, you won't. You will just bulldoze me over.
I will not. You can't be bulldozed.
Marcus, you do it all the time. You just throw my crap. When you get frustrated, you throw
it. I don't throw it away. I throw it in your area.
Yes.
That ain't getting rid of it.
It adds to the clutter. It adds to the clutter.
Does it?
Of my area. Yes.
Oh, because it came from my area. It used to be spread out. Now it's concentrated in your area.
Come on, somebody. I'm trying to get you to understand. He'll put the piles of mail in my office on my desk. And I'm just like, he doesn't even understand. That is killing me softly. He's just like, well, you should have known. You should have did better. And I'm just like, I don't think you understand. This is really hard for me.
Look, I'm going back to grinding. It don't really grind my gears. I just don't get it. So hush up. So y'all know a lot of the family out there. Y'all don't like clickbait. I don't like it either. Y'all, you know, the clickbait thing. However, you get more views off negative stuff than you do anything else.
Ooh, you're going in and out sound wise.
How about now?
You good now?
Yeah. It's crazy how many views Angel gets from like a negative topic, like the I Got Fired ones. Got a whole lot more views than I Got a Job. it could be like, congratulations, he got the promotion. Would get like, okay. But Let It Come In is like, his job's on the line. We'd get a record-breaking amount of views for that. And the only reason I just saw it is, I guess Angel was looking for comments, and we posted a video called No More Vlogs. I think we didn't get that many views on any other video last year than that one got. And it was only explaining of why we're not doing traditional vlogs. But just that negative topic made people watch. So I see some of these other YouTubers and I see why they always put something negative on there. People are like, oh, I hate the clickbait, but you watch it.
Yeah, they
it's like misery loves company. Yeah.
They see tears and they're like, perfect.
I'm going to start cutting onions. That's going to be the thumbnail every single time. Next thing you know, we're going to be with the Obamas, like the massive YouTubers.
You're so silly.
Y'all explain that to me. Like somebody that watched that vlog that hasn't really watched or.
They're not at this podcast. They're not here because they wouldn't. This is not going to be entitled.
Stop it.
20. Our children are knocking on the door. It's not going to be entitled. I hated 2018. Or maybe it will be.
Maybe it will be.
No.
And then I'm going to be like, so why did you watch this video? We're going to post something real negative one day. It's just like, we're splitting up.
Oh,
the first thing is like, so why did you click on this and not the one before this?
It says happily married. What's wrong with you? Why did you do that? Why? So that had nothing to do with it. Is that your goal, to have more clickbait?
If that's what's going to help the views, yeah. Not that that's what it's about. Boy, if you don't get back in it, yes, eat them. Marcus, open up them graham crackers.
Listen, is this going to cause an argument with our children? It is.
She went at another one.
I do. Oh, my gosh. A little baby girl. A little baby girl. What? I'm telling you. Look, all the kids came out.
Y'all, get back in there. Go.
Everybody. All the kids. All three children came out. And I am not as angry as he is because those are my babies. They're my babies. Anyways, what can I do to help you reach your goals in 2019? Don't be distracted by them. They fine.
God dang.
I don't know.
I need to figure that out.
You need to figure that out.
Yeah, let me bounce ideas off of you and speak up when I ask for your opinion.
Do I not speak up?
No, that came out wrong. But give your opinion, like give me your honest opinion on things. Like I always like honesty.
Yeah, I feel like I give you that. And so that's it, just the bounce ideas.
Yeah, and a lot of that will lean on your expertise anyway, because you know I don't do anything with social media. Entrepreneurship, I've been there before, dabbled in that a little bit. But it's a different world from where I was an entrepreneur before.
From where you come from. Yeah,
and don't sing. That's
I hate you.
That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, we're not going to jump into that because I'm going to sing as much as I want to. What you can do for me is,
because I asked. Go ahead. No, I'm just playing.
I didn't care if you did or not. What you could do for me is, when it comes to your participation on my channels, on my social media, is be respectful of my expertise and knowing that, yes, I do know what I'm doing. So when you help me in it, just like, you know, leaning on that, which you already do. But actually, more importantly, when it comes to this goal, is just being accountable for whatever you're going to do on the channel. That'll help. It's always hard with entrepreneurship, jumping on somebody's something that they're doing. Like Marcus is doing something on his own right now, and he is being very, like when he said he stopped being it wasn't lackadaisical, but procrastination, he's done so much in motivating himself and figuring out what he wanted to do. And he, you know, would ask for advice or whatever, but he is fueling himself. It is very difficult when you add someone to your entrepreneurship and trying to still motivate yourself and motivate them. Like once you start adding a partner, you'll understand more of what I mean by, well, you kind of know.
I already know. Yeah, I see it from you. Yeah.
And you've also worked on other things with people that was their idea. It can be difficult. So I would say from you, just whatever you plan on taking part of in this channel, in these ventures that I do, to just be accountable and Like you just said to me when I asked you for advice, like I did on the web series, actually give.
Yeah.
Give
But you can't feedback. Be giving me these high-ranking titles and just not expect me to shine at that level, because I be trying.
Listen,
sometimes.
Let me tell you something. No. What I want you to understand is that if you actually truly shine and kill, I would love for you to kill the largest title I could give you. I would love for you to be on it. Like, all right, Angel, these are the numbers from last week. You see where this spike happened? You need to make that happen again. You don't understand the things that I would do to you in the bedroom if that's the way you became.
I hope it ain't like Father's Day last year.
What are you talking about?
But we'll go back to that video. Go ahead.
But no, I do. Like, believe me, I will continue to give you more responsibility, not just responsibility, but more say in what we do with this channel.
But you know, I'd be having good ideas.
Yes, I just need you not to have. I have great ideas. I need execution.
They're okay.
I'm going to slap him. I'm going to slap him. Y'all going to hear it in the mic. All right. Let me do this comment of the day, because we're going to try to do another podcast. So you all will make sure you have two in the month of January. Yes, two, because we do this podcast every other Wednesday. So the comment of the week goes to
every other what?
Every other Wednesday. Did I say Tuesday?
No, you said Wednesday. I thought it was Sunday.
Mm-mm, that's when I want to do the vlogs. That's when I want to do the vlogs. Let's see here. Which one do I like? I'm sorry. I should have already had this picked out, and I apologize that I didn't. So many things. All right, here we go. From Serafina. She commented on our last podcast that we did a month ago. Thank you for continuing to make me laugh. I always look forward to this video podcast. Big turnoffs for me are arrogance and self-centeredness. I understand Marcus's perspective on women altering themselves. When it's too much, it looks ridiculous. Though, if I had the money, I'd consider some liposuction. Laugh emoji. Thank you, Sarah. If you all haven't watched that podcast, it's called You're Turning Me Off. Go ahead and check that out. It's on my channel, as well as Google Play, iTunes, and SoundCloud. So go check it all out. Again, please leave us comments. Let us know what your goals are for 2019, and how we can motivate you all. Send you all some love. Also, I am going to have a couple of podcasts that will just be viewers' questions only. So go ahead and start sending in those podcast questions. And we're going to make sure we answer those in those podcasts that are specifically just for the family's questions. All right, you guys, we enjoy coming back to you all, and we are looking forward to having fun with you all this year.
Absolutely. Jay, Chrissy, yes, we do have a birthday coming up.
Oh, yes.
Looking forward to that.
Y'all Aquariuses. We gonna
already know.
Rock out. All right, guys. We'll talk to y'all soon. Be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.